I said this last week. My uncle had seats from the Muni.
Oh, yeah.
From Old Municipal. And in when he died in his estate, it was included in the auction. And I got there like afterwards because I thought I put him in the pile like, don't sell this. Don't go selling these things. And apparently it got mixed up and they sold those seats and I was pissed. Because I'm like, well, I'm never going to be able to get the seats again, which they were heavy as hell. And I didn't own a home at the time. So probably my father knew best and probably did it on purpose because he knew I was just going to keep these seats in his house for the next 30 years for crying out loud. But now that I have the chance to buy the new seats or get the new seat, if I can just take them from it, I'd love to just take the seats.
Will they let us bring in a hacksaw to the final game?
Very creative ways to get a ratchet in nowadays.
Can you saw them out the way the one guy did?
You should be able to saw them out. We'll have to do some recon on that.
Well, if the team's good by the time 2028's here, and at the end of the season, you're going to be too busy watching the team to actually saw the seats out.
You might be. I'm a Chiefs fan, guys. I will be walking behind people and just sawing away they're cheering on their team.
It's going to take some doing in them seats. I don't even know. You can't put no hacksaws and no handsaws and no clear plastic bag. You ain't going to let you in there with that. It's a different NFL than it was in 95. You what?
Just pre-screen it.
I can get the clear and do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if the Cleveland Browns, when people say that is so Browns, right? That's Brownsian, that's Cleveland Browns.
Building a new stadium?
Could you up with something that is more Cleveland Browns, if that thing even exists? Could you come up with something more than the Browns in their final year at that stadium on the lakefront are in a playoff game at home where it's snowy, wintry, the wind is going nuts.
Yeah, I know what you're talking.
And we win the game based on the other team looking hapless in those conditions. And then that's the last game at that stadium. And then
sounds like this.
Now, with just 58 seconds remaining, Mike Phipps had one of his greatest moments. Slipping and sliding in the muddy turf, he unloaded two perfect passes over the middle, despite a prevent defense designed to stop them. Phipps had again brought his team to field goal range, and with only 13 seconds left, Don Cockcroft, standing in almost the same spot, got his second chance to redeem himself and win this vital game.
Hit the drum in the studio. Audio courtesy NFL Films. It would be very Brownsian for them to win their final game in the stadium. Like if a kicker, Harrison Butker, slips on his ass and falls and it goes catawampus and we end up winning
their very first home playoff game in that stadium. And it's the last game.
And then we go to the temperature controlled office space that is the new stadium.
It's going to be nice. I think there's a lot of things that are changing there. Who is going to? I want to get back into the ticket thing here in a bit. But who's going to play in the new stadium? Who can you guarantee from this football team is going to play in the new stadium?
Yeah, I gave one name immediately.
Okay, what is it?
I said Mason Graham.
Okay, Mason Graham, I think is one.
He was my guarantee because of the position he plays. Because he's a rookie, I feel like he will hold up for a long time. That to me is a candidate. He's not going to ask out. He's not going to like demand a trade. Those positions, they're not really divas.
This is 5 years.
When's the last time they drafted a defensive tackle and he actually stayed longer than 5 years?
Now that is true, but he also was at the top of the draft. So I get what you're saying. You're right.
I mean, I feel like we can name defensive tackles that you thought were going to be stalwarts there, and then they're gone.
All right. I think he's the only guy I can mention that hasn't off the top of my head. DeJuan Jones, 5 years. It's 5 years away. This year's a big one. If he stays healthy this year and he plays well,
to put money on it today.
I'm not telling you to put money on anything, especially when the segment we're going to do at 9:22. I don't know if we want to do that.
It's called putting on the money.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
I just made it.
Okay. I will say him. I'm going to say DeJuan Jones because I love DeJuan Jones. And that's two. That's it.
Harold Fannin?
I don't want to besmirch the young man because he hasn't even played yet, but neither is Mason Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mason Graham is a number 5 overall pick. Damn it, Owen's right. Those guys tend to have longevity. But again, what Owen is saying is like he could be playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars in 5 years. You don't know that. Hope not. But that means he would still be playing in our stadium. Like, there's plenty of...
Anybody... I noticed... There's been an obvious name that nobody has said.
Who?
Shedeur Sanders.
I didn't even think about it.
If none of us even thought Shedeur Sanders, is that pretty telling to how we feel about Shedeur Sanders?
No, I thought about it. I just didn't want to say it. That's the same reason that I don't want to say DeJuan Jones. I can't guarantee. Mm-hmm. He would be one that I'd lean towards. But if we're trying to actually put something on it today... And say, oh, I know this guy will be here in 5 years.
216-474-0092.
Slim Pickens.
On this current roster, who's going to be playing for the Browns on opening day 2029? In that stadium, new stadium. Who is going to go from in the snow to under the dome? Who's going to do it?
Denzel in his farewell season?
I don't think it's...
We get that many more years out of Denzel?
He's already like that'll 8 years like in.
That'll be... 11
That's a Joe
or 12
Hayden career.
Then. Yeah, he came in 2018.
That's a long career.
He's season 12.
I didn't say Miles. 5 years from now? I know you could say that's when his contract ends.
Oof. I think he got a shot at Miles, but again, would I bet on it after, especially after the trade request? And
all right, this year's a big one for him. This year's a big one.
Uh huh.
MJ or Martin Emerson? Anybody can speak at any time.
MJ, what are you saying?
MJ Emerson.
I thought you were asking me one of two players.
No.
MJ Emerson.
He goes by MJ Martin, depending on what depth chart you're looking at.
Okay.
Martin Emerson. Yes or no? 5 years. Had a good year, had a not so good year. Remember that? I'm telling you guys, that joint practice against Justin Jefferson, I was like, oh my God, this guy's going to be Darrell Revis.
I think he got a shot.
Owen?
Once again, I think you got to put some stakes on the line here, and I'm not putting any stakes on the line for Martin Emerson. No,
waiting 5 years to do this. No. What's your gut telling you right now, man?
No, my gut says no, Ken.
I think if they were coming off a Super Bowl, like if look at our schedule or look at our team, right? Let me give me another depth chart.
If Martin Emerson was like a Pro Bowler already, maybe.
I'm going to go get the Eagles depth chart real quick.
Well, he looked like he was on his way to being a Pro Bowler.
Then he looked like he was on his way to being in the league.
Yeah. Let me tell
Boy,
you.
Boy, it's weird.
Okay. If we had the Eagles depth chart, we just won a Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
And these guys all played for the Browns. This is to show you how difficult it is in the NFL. Right down the line, if you got your depth chart in front of you, get your depth chart. I'm sure he's looking up shooting ranges and everything else over there. A.J. Brown, no. Devontae Smith, 2021 draft pick, 2029,
maybe.
Landon Dickerson, yeah. Cam Jurgens, probably. Lane Johnson,
nope.
No. Dallas Goedert,
nope.
No. Like, there's not the Saquon Barkley ain't gonna be in the league by then. Nope. Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, yes,
maybe, yeah. He'd be the most likely on the defense.
I got three guys.
Three?
I got three guys. Maybe Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship.
Cooper DeJean's going to... Oh. He can be on that team for the next 50 years, according to the TikTok videos I've seen.
I'll say Quinyon Mitchell going to be playing there?
Because
you might have to make decisions anyway. But he is very frugal. He might live in the stadium for all we know.
I want to know where the fans are.
The other thing is... We missed it. There's a guy that should be on the Browns that we should be able to say, but we can't because of the injuries, and we don't even know if he'll ever play football again. So, JOK should be the guy.
JOK would have.
Man.
He would have been set in stone.
Yeah.
Had he
He'd
not
be
been
the
this
guy
year.
That you're going. In fact, 5 years from now, JOK would be the guy that you're building all of the fanfare around. He's the one doing all of the welcome to the stadium.
I want to hear from the Shedeurians. You just hit it right there, though, you guys. I want to hear it from the Shedeurians right now. Can you guarantee me Shedeur Sanders will be playing for the Browns in that stadium? You're shaking your head. I'm talking to the fans of Shedeur Sanders. I got to call it down the line. I got to call it as I seize it. I want to know from the fans of Shedeur, will he be playing in that stadium for the Browns? I mean, as of right now, you can't say yes. You cannot. You can hope. I hope they all do. I hope Joel Bitonio finds the fountain of youth and he's playing for that team in 2029.
That'd be
in
great.
That stadium.
He'd be, what, 16-year NFL vet?
Of course, then there's plenty of people going, Ken, they won 3 games last year. You really want all these guys playing in that stadium in 2029? Yeah, fair enough.